Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.
Hello and welcome, everybody. I'm Adam Wozniak. I'm joined here today by my good friends and co-host, Darren Parkinson and Alex Stoker. What's going on, guys?
It's going pretty good. How are you? How are you doing today?
Doing all right.
Darren. Oh, I'm doing great.
Good to hear. Y'all liking the weather change? I know I am.
Oh, yeah. Like, as long as it stays like consistently, like, you know, the same temperature, because one day I dress for the cold, other days I dress for the heat, and the weather has other ideas. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's, you know, 32 in the morning. Yeah. 84 in the afternoon.
Yeah, Georgia's grown on me over the years, and I absolutely love this place, but the weather is something I'm not sure that'll ever grow on me.
Well, we got another couple. Well, it'll probably be about like this till past Christmas, so it doesn't get cold.
You know, I'm just hoping that it stays this way where it's kind of consistent, because I remember last year's winter was absolutely non-existent. There were like three days of freezing weather, and then nothing else.
Well, at least, you know, all hell didn't break loose on 75. Like, what's it? 2013, 2014.
That's true.
Snowpocalypse. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know it inconvenienced a lot of people, but man, like that was some awesome times to be alive.
And the name itself was just really cool.
I had to walk 10 miles back in the snow, and it wasn't just on the snow. The roads were ice rinks. I was walking on ice for 10 miles.
And yeah. I got friends up north who were just laughing.
Oh yeah.
Got some Michigan. Shout out to the Youpers up in Upper Peninsula. They were laughing. Two snowplows for 6 million people. They thought that was funny. But then, you know, we're laughing during the summer. Yeah. But anyway, we got a very special guest here today, Michael Colias. I was just kidding. I got you. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Doing good. Now, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself and where you are and where you're going?
Oh, man, that's the fun question. Well, a little bit about me. I've been here in the U.S. for about 18 years now. I was originally born in France, but the U.S. is my home. Going to Kennesaw State University with most of you guys here and studying entrepreneurship. It's been a great run so far. Very fascinated by numbers and finance, and that's where kind of I'm starting to find my passion and what I'm starting to do with the businesses that I'm trying to open and the people that I'm trying to help. So that's kind of a It's been a fun run, you know. It's you kind of figure it out as you go, and you know, as most entrepreneurs go, they can't connect the dots looking forward, but they can connect them looking backwards, and that's really, I think, what we're all trying to do here. So that's where I'm at in life.
So what got you into entrepreneurship?
It's the mindset. You know, it's when you meet, you know, these great entrepreneurs out there like Elon Musk and Steve Jobs, is they have no idea what they're doing with their lives, you know, but. They have this idea. They have this concept. It's stronger than them. It's bigger than them. And it's that mindset that guides them, you know, to do what they do. And I think that's where I'm at. I don't know. It's like, I can't explain it. It's inside me. And I just do what makes me happy.
Right.
Now, what businesses were you trying to start? Are you thinking about dipping your toes in?
So right now I'm in the process of opening up my own financial agency. It's something that runs deep inside me with my personal background. You know, I can't say I've had the worst life ever, but the person that by far has influenced my life the most is this financial advisor who's helped my mom, you know, and at her worst moment. And for him, for me, it's made a great impact to see that, you know, finances are something that most American families struggle with, and most people around the world, really. Mm-hmm. And the significant impact that you can have with someone helping them, you know, figure out this really interesting industry, because it's really more complicated than it needs to be. And so for me, the fact that someone kind of went out their way to really help my mom and bring her to where she needs to be, that's kind of where I found that passion, and that's kind of why I'm following this, because the impact that I have on the people that I help is stronger than me. It's you know. I could open up a restaurant. I can do so many things, but is that really going to impact, you know, their families to come, their generations to come? Likelihood is that no. You know, I open up a restaurant, someone comes and eats there one time or two times, or if they really like it, they become regulars. But at the end of the day, you know, it's not, they're not going to go to their grandchildren and say, hey, you know, you have to go eat here. You have to, you know, go do this. This is going to, but what I teach people, the concepts, the education, that's going to make a difference. Those little habits of, you know, hey, save a little bit over here, save a little bit over there. Look at these accounts versus those accounts. You know, buy the life, you know, the right kind of life insurance, you know, the right protection for yourself. That's going to make a big difference down the road. So that's really kind of.
So what year of KSU are you right now?
Technically a junior.
So you're a junior. You haven't even graduated yet. And you're in the process right now of starting your own financial consulting company. You haven't even graduated yet. You don't even have the degree and you're doing that right now. That's incredible.
So I think there's a big misunderstanding where we need to have a degree to do something great in life. Look at everyone out there, right? Bill Gates, he pretty much changed the world with Microsoft. So did Steve Jobs, but you know, did they have college degrees? The answer is no. You know, look at Mark Zuckerberg. Does he have a college degree? No. You know, most of these people that do great things, they just have an idea. And again, it's stronger than them. It's that mindset that they have. And they just end up changing the world. And so, you know, I'm still in college because I love what I do. And I love the entrepreneurial mind and the teachers that I have, you know, the mentors that I get exposed to. But at the end of the day, what I'm doing has nothing to do. When I'm learning at Kennesaw, it has, how to put it, in a broad spectrum, it ties into what I'm doing, but the fundamentals of sort of finance and money and the licenses that I'm in the process of getting, that's not stuff that I'm being taught at Kennesaw. You know, those are what my mentors are teaching me at my business. You know, that I don't find that education at Kennesaw. I find a different kind of education. So there's, you know, what I'm doing is not for everyone, but, you know, and again, college is not for everyone. But there's a nice balance, and I found my balance. So
was there, because obviously, I mean, you've been in college for a while now, and this didn't happen before college. But at what point, like, because for me personally, I was in college for the first 2 or 3 years, and I was really frustrated because I was making really good grades, but I was going through all the motions, but I wasn't learning much. And I was frustrated because I was like, I'm here to learn and acquire a skill set and gain confidence to go out and get a job. And I was like, I'm doing really well, and by their standards, I'm a really good student and a top prospect for employers. But I don't have, and I don't feel like I actually have that skill set, or the what they're actually looking for. And I was terrified, and that made me so uncomfortable. So I think you and me are similar in the sense where I realized that my education is in my own hands, and I'm responsible for what I learn. And So I applaud you for going out there and doing that. It's incredible.
Thank you. You know, I think a big part of it is once you realize that really you're responsible for your success, not the college you go to or the people that you know, but yourself, that's really when the light bulb, you know, at least switched for me. And that's when I kind of got to going. And, you know, most places that you're going to go, they're going to be, you know, there's going to be on the job training. So regardless of what degree you have, you know, they're still going to train you, you know, to use their system, to do it their way. So it's not a matter of what you learn, but once you understand that, once you have the basics, which is what, you know, my mentors tell me is you have to know the basics in anything that you do. If you're going to be a mechanic, you better know how a car works. It's plain and simple. You know, but once you have those basics, you know, then your job is going to train you on how to do it their way. And so, you know, again, college is not for everyone. You know, it's right for me, but just learning my basics right now and hopefully making an impact in the people that I help. So,
now as part of the financial services, you were saying you were planning on offering. You mentioned term life insurance. So how does that play a part in the whole scheme?
So term life insurance is there's a lot of life insurance out there. You've got your whole life, universal variable life, and then you've got term. At the end of the day, for folks like us, we need term life insurance. Life insurance, I think, is very misunderstood. Most salesmen out there will sell it because it benefits them. I sell it because it protects people. You don't need life insurance your entire life. It's a complete myth. You have these policies that'll sell you life insurance until you're 100 years old. And what do you need life insurance when you're 100 years old? I mean, it's kind of sad, but your days are already numbered at that point. What you need, you know, at that point is money. And so what we teach is the theory of decreasing responsibilities. So you want to get that term life insurance where you lock in your rate at a young age. You know, you pay that rate for, you know, however long your term is, anywhere between 10 and 35 years. You're locked in for those 10 to 35 years. You have that coverage while you're, you know, while you're kind of building your life, you're accumulating debt, you're going to college, you've got the student loans, then you get married, you know, then you've got the kids and the kids are starting to go to college. And so while we're really young, we have a lot of financial responsibility, and that's when we need the life insurance. That's when it matters most, because the only purpose of life insurance is to replace your income. That's it. You want to make sure that, you know, you take care of your family should something happen to you. But when the kids move away, once they move out and, you know, they're on their own and they've got their own jobs and you've paid off your house and your car, why do you need life insurance? There's no point of that. At that point, you're going to need money. So that kind of ties in back to the financial services of, you know, we teach people to protect themselves with low cost term life insurance and invest the difference. You know, that's kind of a saying that we have in my agency is, you know, you buy term and you invest the difference, because you need money at that point. You know, once the kids are out, you know, you want to have decent investments, you know, that are going to pay for your retirement in a sense, you know, your quote unquote pension.
Yeah.
Now, is this are all these things with like life insurance, are these things that you've learned at Kennesaw, or is this strictly through your mentors, or how did you come across it?
So, like I said, everything that I've learned in terms of financial services is from my mentors at the business.
Okay.
So I'm in the process of opening up my own agency. I just use the Primerica distribution model. And Primerica is an amazing company. I mean, they pour their heart and soul into supporting young business individuals like myself, giving us the right tools necessary, both on the education standpoint, you know, the technology standpoint, making sure that, you know, whatever questions, whatever needs our clients have, if it's, you know, saving money on their home and auto, or, you know, getting legal protection, that we have those tools necessary to assist them. So we help in a lot of different ways, but Primerica is really the one place that I get my knowledge from.
And how did you guys get acquainted?
Well, so my mentor in the business, Jeff Joyner, he found my resume on LinkedIn.
Oh, wow.
And, one of the things that I loved is one of my mentors back in high school, he had me put my why at the top of my resume. Why I'm here, why I wake up in the morning, why I do what I do. And when Jeff found my resume and he read that, he just kind of, I guess he had a little moment and freaked out and was like, I got to meet this kid. And so he contacted me and we kind of met, and I loved what Primerica stood for. And like I said, it kind of met up with my why and everything that's happened to me so far, and the people that I've helped, you know, particularly my mom, and the fact that it was financial services, I just loved it. Again, the dots connected themselves.
Yeah. And you just raised a fantastic point about resumes, and, you know, the most important thing about yourself, it's primarily you're selling yourself to someone. And if you don't have this whole why you're doing what you're doing, I mean, you're just another person with a set of skills, but it seems like if you have some kind of purpose, it just resonates with people better, and it just makes you more personable. And, you know, that's ultimately, it worked out for you. Someone reached out to you because of that. And I feel like people don't really emphasize that point enough.
Yeah. And that's actually one of the things that I work with my clients and the folks that I talk to in the business who are interested in joining is, you know, what's your why? Why are you here? You know, why are you wanting to join Primerica? You know, what are your goals? What are you trying to get out of this? Because once we understand that, you know, we turn that into an obsession. We make that the thing that you think of the most. You know, for me, one of the things that I want is my Tesla, right? We talked about that. Why do I wear that jacket? Why do I have pictures of the car everywhere I look? You know, it's all over my room. It's kind of freaky. I mean, you're kind of going in there and you're just like, this has got, you know, this is kind of weird. But it's an obsession for me. It's one of the main drivers. And you know, my why for wanting that car is why I love it exists. You know, Elon Musk is an amazing guy, an amazing, you know, man. And although that car is, I think, ridiculously overpriced because it is so much money, I love why it exists. You know, to advance the world to sustainable, renewable energy is fantastic. And it's a beautiful car without compromise. So again, we buy into people's why. You know, it's like Simon Sinek said, you know, we all know what we do. We know how we do it, but most people don't know why they do it. And so that's the missing link.
Michael, what is your why?
My why?
Oh, yeah. Man.
we're going to be here for a long time. No, you know, my why is my biggest why has always been, and I've gotten a lot of kind of crap about it, but my why is to leave a legacy for my grandchildren, not my children, because that's too easy. Anyone can leave something for their, you know, children. I don't know anyone who's left something for their grandchildren. And that's my biggest driver is, you know, I don't have kids yet, but whoever, you know, those kids are going to be, their grandchildren are going to be taken care of. That family legacy, to know that everything that I accumulate, all the knowledge, everything that I do in my life, I want to be able to pass on to them. That's my why. I want to make sure that, you know, when these kids grow up, you know, they've got a leg up on everyone else, and you know, their grandfather kind of looked out for them. So, you know, my why is strictly based on family. My mom's the reason that I wake up every morning, that I work as hard as I do. Mm-hmm. It's to me, it's family is everything.
It's a strong reason too. I know lots of people are just in it for the money, or like you said, they want to leave a legacy for themselves, you know, not even about their kids. And here you are thinking, you know, you're way ahead of the game trying to think about your grandkids. So that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that to me, like a lot of people, like, I mean, I'm just sitting over here. I mean, this is the reason why I do this show, is for moments like this. I mean, that was just incredible to me. I mean, a lot of people say, I want to leave a legacy for my kids, but for you, I mean, to think that step further, it says so much about your character, not just like that you're so devoted to your family and like actually creating value in the world. It's just that you actually have the vision to take it a step further and actually think about it in the real long run, and not just, hey, let's just make a best platform for our kids and everything. Because, and it's tough because I feel like a lot of millennials, like, we got our issues. Don't get me wrong. Trust me. I know we fall short in a lot of areas, but, and I'm not pointing fingers here or anything like this. But unfortunately our parents, not our parents particularly, but the generation before us, they set a lot of these things in motion. And part of it, I don't have any animosity to them or anything, because it's, they didn't know some of the things that they were doing. They didn't understand the why and the impact of what they were doing. And now we have this challenge, and we have to solve these problems. And as much as like it's unfortunate that this is the landscape we live in, but the reason that we have incredible individuals like yourself is because we are tasked with this challenge. And through this pressure, amazing people like yourself are able to grow and come and solve problems. So, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Would you say that you had your why statement figured out before you decided that you wanted to, I guess, be an entrepreneur, or, you know, did it kind of come at the same time? Was one, you know, one or the other, did one of those come earlier?
They kind of came at the same time. My why, you know, it's something that's going to change over the years. You know, the main driver for me leaving that legacy for my grandchildren is always going to be the same. But in terms of the everyday why, you know, because you can have your, you know, okay, what's your goal this year? You know, what's that why? Why do you want to be successful this year? You know, why do you want to be successful next year? That's going to change. But overall, leaving that legacy, everything that I do from this point on, you know, it's that main driver.
Right.
Now, let's change gears a little bit. Now, I learned that you have some pretty interesting and fun hobbies. Can you speak to that a little bit? That's some exciting stuff.
Yeah, I love adrenaline sports. I love kind of living on the edge, you know, snowboarding, scuba diving. You know, we live on Earth, which is a fantastic planet. I don't know what the ratio of land to water is, but most of Earth is underwater. So for me, scuba diving is one of my biggest passions, being able to see things that most people can only dream of. Mm-hmm. I think it's just fantastic.
Like, where have you scubaed?
I learned in France on the Mediterranean Sea, which is, for me, it hits home. So kind of all over the Mediterranean, went to, I did a drift dive at the Grand Cayman Islands. That was really cool. You just kind of floating out there, currents pushing you, and you've got these sea turtles kind of going all around you, and
that's amazing.
You kind of feel like, you know, that scene out of Nemo is like, what's up, dude? And you're like, whoa, there's a turtle.
That's awesome.
You know, Cozumel, Mexico is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Jamaica, you know, I even went to Key Largo, was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, kind of going down there with these sunken Navy ships, and you're just like, whoa, It's kind of cool.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, sorry. Turtles are a rough subject for me. It's a little soon.
Yeah.
Because I was a scuba diver as well, but I was out on a cruise and I was snorkeling and I was diving down, just, you know, following a turtle, and I went down too fast and too suddenly without equalizing, and I blew one of my eardrums out.
Ouch.
And yeah, so now I'm a little scared to go down and equalize and anything like that. So yeah,
I thought you were going to say the turtle bit you or something.
Yeah, I was going to say like you injured the turtle or something.
Yeah, that would be nice. But I mean, I got a great shot on my GoPro, so that was nice. But
that's
then you had me like swimming to the top, like a you know, like
scared fish.
Yeah,
panicking. Yeah.
What's funny about that is I used to scuba dive too. I haven't done it since, geez, I think early high school, and I had a similar story, not with a sea turtle or anything, but when we were going, I think when we were going down, I wasn't equalizing right. And we were underwater for, I don't know, like half an hour or something. When I was coming up, like I really messed up my ear. Mm. And I had like a clogged ear for like a year and a half. And now I have this thing, like anytime I swallow, my left ear just pops. And it's like the weirdest thing. Like if I fly on an airplane or whatever, like there's times where my left ear finally feels completely normal. My right ear's, you know, feeling all pressurized and stuff. So like it's never been balanced between the two ears since. But so at least it's not clogged. But
that explains a lot. A lot does. Makes sense now.
My hearing now. That's why I'm always repeating myself or asking, so, what'd you say?
For those who don't know, equalizing has to do with like the water pressure and the air pressure and all that in your ear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure, it's a better explanation than that.
So essentially, when you're going down underwater, when you're between, you know, the sea level 0 and 10 meters, the pressure is twice the pressure that we're experiencing right now. So there's a lot, you know, there's twice the pressure on your eardrums. And as you go down, it just kind of
multiplies. Yeah.
Well, yeah, to a certain extent. But it's fun.
That's cool.
That you can hurt your ears.
Yeah. For anyone who wants to do a cool trick, just take an empty water bottle, right? And just bring it down to the bottom of the pool, and you just kind of see the bottle, well, depending on how deep you go, you'll see the bottle kind of get crushed, and that's kind of the pressure that we're talking about. That's how I was kind of, that was kind of taught when I
went. That was like the visual, like this,
yeah, that was,
will happen.
I'm a very visual person. Like don't, you know, when I talk to Alexa and she's like telling me all this stuff, I'm trying to, you know, paint a picture in my mind. I'm like, oh God, waiting for Neuralink, you know, Elon.
There you go. Oh,
now man, go. Scary. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, so Neuralink.
So going back to scuba diving, we'll switch after this. But are you certified?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah, I've got my level 3 AMP diver's license, which is technically not recognized in the U.S. because you can't go past I think it's 40 meters here in the U.S.
Okay.
Technically speaking, my license allows me to go down to 60 meters. The scuba diving past, I think, between 40 and 60 meters, and anywhere past 60 kind of gets really dangerous because now, you know, the air is kind of compressed and it kind of becomes a little toxic for you. So that's when they talk about kind of those nitrox dives and things like that. But
okay. And then for listeners that aren't sure what that is, could you dive deeper into that? No pun intended.
That was intended.
Sorry,
was
intended. I love a good pun.
100%.
Thank you.
Nitrox.
Thank you.
You know, keep in mind, you know, when you think of a submarine that goes down, right, there's so much that goes into it to try to make the pressure inside the submarine, you know, stay equal. So the deeper you go, you know, the more kind of toxic the air can get that you breathe, because you're just kind of a single guy with a tank going down. And so it's the deeper you go, the more dangerous it can be, the less you can be down there, just because of how as you're scuba diving, right, we have these safety stops that we have to do. We all do them, right? Depending on how you were trained, you'll do it at, you know, 3 meters, 6 meters. You'll wait there for like 3 or 4 minutes. And what you're doing there is you're allowing the little tiny air bubbles in your bloodstream to kind of dissipate a little bit, because that's what we're breathing when we're going down at these ridiculous depths. You know, the air that we're breathing is highly compacted. So as we're coming back up, it's kind of expanding again. And so you don't want that to expand in your bloodstream all kind of crazy. Yeah, so that can be.
It's a horrible way to go out. They call it the bends, right?
The bends, I don't know.
I guess that's one of the terms that they call it. And it's one of the most miserable ways to go out. So yeah, it's funny because like scuba diving seems like this magical extreme sport and everything, but it's a lot like the world of actual sniping. A lot of people think of that as just like somebody pointing a gun and shooting. But if you actually break it down, sniping is basically just, it's about the math. And it's very similar to diving. It's super math oriented.
Yeah, it's, I call it a lazy sport. That's why it's my favorite. I just go down there and I do what I have to do and just look at sea turtles.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, that's why I was at the Georgia Aquarium at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and I had a newfound appreciation for that amazing tank because I was like, I'm not sure if I can swim down to these depths anymore, but I can see it right here and just witness it like this. It's incredible.
It's cool. I think you can scuba dive at the Georgia Aquarium.
Yeah,
it's a pretty cool experience. I haven't done it yet, but I've got a buddy who did, and I was like, I got to do that one day.
Yeah,
I've seen videos. Was it some like Falcons players were there doing some like cross promotion stuff? They were swimming with the whale sharks. It's like that's intense. See a whale shark like that?
I wouldn't mind a whale shark. Just don't put a real shark in front of me.
Jeez.
Yeah, they're not that scary.
You know, until they bite you.
I mean, they're terrifying, but like down there, it's like they're just like, yeah, I don't want to mess with you. If you're a surfer on the top and you look like a seal up there, that's scary. But when you're down there, they're just like, eh, just this person's chilling there, not a big deal.
What's he doing? What's he taste like?
Yeah.
Fish are friends, not food.
So then right now, I mean, what is the next phase for you? Where are you at right now?
Right now, I'm in the process of obtaining my securities license, my Series 6 and 63, so I can really help some families in terms of investing their money and making sure they have the right investments. So that's the biggest step, you know, trying to pass on my classes, you know, trying to get those straight A's. And it's just really finding that you know, that good work, school, life balance. That's...
Yeah. How often do you work a week? And I mean, like, what's your like schedule?
So this is the best part about my business that I love is really because when you work for yourself, you can work, you know, 5 hours a week or you can work 160 hours a week. It's really up to you. So for me, it's just finding the right balance between once I have, you know, my family's taken care of, you know, being, you know, my mom, right now our heater's out at the house. That's like, super exciting. Talking about Georgia weather. I love it. But you know, once I take care of her and do what needs to be done there, you know, then do I have any homework? Do I have to write that discussion post? Thanks, Paul. You know, and then it's a matter of, okay, who needs help out there? Who can I talk to? Who can I help? You know, I had a friend of mine who knows what I do, and he called me up and said, hey, you know, I need to save some money on my home and auto insurance. Can you do that? I said, absolutely. I mean, you know, let's get that taken care of for you. So it's just, you know, it's I work when I want to, not because I have to. And I think that's the beauty of what I do.
Yeah, that makes the balance easier.
It makes it absolutely. Yeah, it's not that 9-to-5 job, you know, corporate America. If you don't show up, you're fired. Mm-hmm. You know, if you sneeze the wrong way, you're fired.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You had mentioned that you're in the process of getting some licenses, and for some of our listeners that aren't, you know, sure what those are, what exactly is a Series 6 licensing?
So the Series 6, it's 6 and 63. They just allow me to talk about investment products to clients. Really the gist of my business, because I use the Primerica business model and their distribution model, really. None of the products that I own or that the company owns are theirs. The only product that we own is the life insurance, because that's where we started 40 years ago. But everything else is, you know, these amazing, great companies that come to us and say, hey, you know, please offer our products, please offer our services. And to, in order to talk about, you know, certain products to clients, you have to be, you know, regulated, you have to be licensed. You know, this is a highly, highly, highly regulated industry. I mean, I've gotten my fingerprints done like 3 or 4 times just for every license. Mm-hmm. You know, here's one background check, here's another. And it's like, geez, you know, you know, it's a highly regulated industry and you can't just mess with people's money like that. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want someone who doesn't know what they're doing messing with my finances. So
yeah,
that's really what it is. It's just a matter of, you know, to sell certain products, you have to be licensed. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Yeah, the hurdles you have to go through to help people. But I mean, those systems are in place so people can't take advantage of people. You know, they're not perfect, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's the same thing. You want to go drive a truck? Cool. You got to get, you know, a special license for that. You want to drive a bus? You got to get a license for that. You want to drive your car? You got to go take your driver's test. Motorcycle? Same thing. You know, yeah. Scuba diving? You got to get a license. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, nobody said changing the world and helping people was an easy task, right?
You know, it's not that it's hard, because I don't see it as being hard. It's, you know, once you do what you love and you find a passion for what you're doing, it's really easy. It's just it's like a little speed bump. That's all it is. I got to get this license. Cool. Here's that speed bump. And then, you know, keep in mind, I say speed bump because I've got this entire organization that's there backing me up, helping me. Hey, you got to watch these videos. You got to read this book. You got to, you know, here's some practice tests. Make sure you know this stuff.
A lot of continued education.
It's huge continued education. I mean, it's an incredible business. I mean, that's, you know, your mentors are key, and I've got some of the best mentors in the business.
Wow. So, I mean, I want to thank you for coming on. You're a phenomenal person, and thank you for sharing your time with us. And but right before we wrap up, we got one last question here, and that is, before you sort of went down this path, and before you realized and you got to where you are now, if there was one thing you could have told your old self that you know now, what would that be?
Bet on yourself. I think, you know, for a lot of entrepreneurs, it's that fear factor of, you know, I don't think it's going to work out. No, do it. You have to do it, you know. Yeah, you know, but, you know, just, you know, for anyone out there, just bet on yourself. You can do it. You know, it's that mindset. You know, whatever you believe. You know, it's amazing that, you know, we're these creatures of belief. If I believe I'm stupid, I am stupid 100%. But if I believe I can do it, I'm going to do it. It's all about the mindset and just betting on yourself. I think that's from all the entrepreneurs that I've heard of, it's just a matter of they had to take that leap of faith on themselves to know that, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to do what has to be done to get, you know, the job done. So,
wow. I like that. Bet on yourself.
Yeah.
That's strong.
Yeah. It took me a while, but yeah. I got it now.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh yeah. Anytime, man. I'm Adam Wozniak.
And listeners want to contact you in any way, what would be the best way to do that?
Yeah, you know, I'm old fashioned. I love talking to people either face to face or on the phone. So you can just give me a call. Phone number is 404-242-1401. Got the social media stuff, but I'm not really on there. It's too distracting. You know, you get on Facebook and you're there for like one reason, and then, you know, 6 hours later, you're still watching cat videos. And so I take that, you know, out of the equation. But yeah, anyone wants to get a hold of me, you know, give me a call or shoot me an email or, you know, come see me at Kennesaw.
Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Here we go. We'll get it right this time. I'm Adam Wozniak.
I'm Darren Parkinson.
I'm Alex Stoker.
We are Biz Radio U, pushing knowledge further by spotlighting the best in business.